Welcome to day 16 of 21 Days of Prayer at Laurentian Wesleyan Church. We're so glad you joined us today. And the third and final week of our specific prayer time. Of course, we're going to continue praying long after this. But this week, we're focusing in on praying for those who need to hear about God and receive Jesus into their lives. And today, the title of our study is Bind the Spirit that Blinds Their Minds. The truth can be right in front of some people, and they still can't see it because something is in the way, blocking their view of God. You know, I suspect that you have experienced this, you know, that you will have times when you sense God's presence with you. You can see His hand on your life, and you know, times of worship where you just sense His presence with you, and you can't really understand why don't other people have those experiences. Well, sometimes it's because there's things blocking their view. Their eyes are closed spiritually, or their ears are closed spiritually. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." So, we can pray against whatever is in their way so that they can see the light of God. We can pray that they would see the truth without any obstacles or distractions interfering. And we can pray specifically. You know what? You may know some of the obstacles. Sometimes people think that to become a Christian, they have to throw out their mind. They're not allowed to think anymore. Well, that's not true. Faith isn't the lack of reason. Really, we believe faith in Christ is the culmination of the search for truth. And so whatever it is, maybe you know it, maybe you don't, but God knows what's in the way. And so we can pray. Let me pray for us today. Father, bind the evil spirits that are blinding the minds of the people around me. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be able to see, that they would be able to see clearly, to recognize who you are, and to give their hearts to you. Remove all hindrances the enemy would use to distract them from your truth. Open their eyes, Lord, that they might see Jesus. In your name, amen. Amen. Thank you again for joining us today and joining us on this journey of prayer. I hope you're finding it meaningful, but most of all, that you just connect with God more and more every day. As always, you can visit our website, laurentianchurch.com/prayer, for more resources to help you on your journey. And I hope to catch you again tomorrow.